Berlin is in the middle of a makeover. After decades of being split between East and West Germany, the city was united when the Berlin Wall fell nearly 17 years ago. The eastern part is being renovated or rebuilt, and Berliners say that's not just a physical change, it's a political and emotional one, too. NPR's Emily Harris takes us on a walk.
One of the newest construction sites of the new Berlin is Alexanderplatz, Alexander Square. It was a central meeting place during communist rule in East Germany. It's not very pretty right now, all concrete and people in a hurry. Trains and subways from all directions stop here. Trolleys glide right through crowds of pedestrians. The plan for Alex is to surround it with 8 high-rise office buildings. It's a plan old East Berlin architect Bruno Flierl hates.
This is, from the point of view of German unification, stupid and dangerous. It's occupation and not unification.
What he really can't stand is that the high buildings will change the view of East Berlin's distinctive television tower, a concrete stick with a big silver ball and an antenna on top. It was built as a symbol of East Germany's power.
I am not against tall buildings.
But not so many, not here. In Flierl's view, Berlin is being rebuilt by the perceived victors, the winners from the West. Like architect Hans Kohlhoff, who designed the plan for a new Alexanderplatz from his offices across town.
The TV tower can be respected as a DDR monument in East Berlin, but it cannot be respected by any means as a great piece of architecture.
Take the train from Alexanderplatz 2 stops toward the center of Berlin.
Nächste Station. Friedrichstraße.
Get off at Friedrichstraße. Just outside the station is Berlin's old Palace of Tears. This was where ordinary East Germans said goodbye to friends or family leaving for the West. There are no signs here marking the building's past. Its future is also unclear.
Das ist noch der Tränenpalast.
It's still the Palace of Tears, says Elisabeth Horn from West Germany. One shouldn't hand it over, like so many other sites, to speculators and put up anonymous buildings. So much has been disappearing in such a short time, it's scary, she says. Walk under the train tracks and a few blocks east to Berlin's most contested redevelopment. Palace Square, for 500 years home to a fortress-turned-royal residence. The East German government blew up the royal palace after World War II and built a new one, the Palace of the Republic, where the Communist Party held conferences and ordinary people enjoyed subsidized entertainment.
What's striking about this square right now is the facades. The bright copper outside of the Palace of the Republic is gone. The place is a skeleton of metal beams. Around the square, a sign draped on former communist East Germany's Council of Ministers building advertises a European business school. Germany's old royal architecture school is being rebuilt here from scratch. For now, it's wrapped in plastic, showing a picture of what it did and will look like, lending the square a 19th century feel.
Some Berliners want the whole royal palace back, but so far the plan is just to rebuild its walls with modern buildings for arts and culture inside. Bruno Flierl says bringing the palace back would further erase East Berlin while blindly honoring earlier times.
As if these times were fantastic and peaceful and harmonious, but it was not good. It was a contradictory history.
City planners say this town, Berlin, where the two sides of the Cold War rubbed right up against each other, is hard to knit together precisely because of history and emotions. But despite the fights and feelings, architect Hans Kohlhoff says the new mix of buildings is much more thoughtful than it could have been.
It's still Berlin. There's enough left of the East Berlin time which you can recognize and locate. But at the same time, there have been a lot of modern buildings going up to accomplish the needs of those people who live and work there.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.
And you can take a tour of the changing former East Berlin at npr.org.